Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
know y'all want to go with me. Come on. Come on, y'all. Come on. Here we go. Come on, y'all. Come on. Yeah. I wish y'all could see me now.
Especially Channel 2, WSB, they report negative stuff all the time, just fires, shooting, deaths, you know, all they report. And it's like in the news this week, it's like stuff about kids, like some guy that left his kid in the car, you know, and it's blazing hot weather, and he died, a 22-month-old kid, which is, that's almost 2 years old, so this wasn't no baby, you know, and yeah. Which was tragic, and our heart go out, and then now we find out he did it on purpose, you know, it's just, that's crazy, and then you got this other family where a 12-year-old boy was missing, and for like, I don't know if I had a facts right, but like 12 days, it was something ridiculous, and you know, he was with the daddy and the stepmom, and then the stepmom done been arrested for something else, you know, so she already filed. But this little boy end up in his own basement, you know. He been missing for 12 wow. days, and they found him in his own basement. And they wow. somebody done pushed a 55-gallon drum or something, you know, up again where he can't get out, you know, which is sick. You know, just tripping.
Wow. And
what people are doing to kids these days. And, you know, I talked to some people, and you heard about that one?
I hadn't heard about that one, no.
Now, that one went national because, you know, the daddy was asking for all kind of, you know, please help find my son. And, you know, he on Nancy Grace. He went on Nancy Grace, and she the one broke the news to him, supposedly, that they had found his son in the basement. They had, you know, like a split screen, and Nancy Grace was on there, and then the daddy was on there, and she said, you know, Mr. So-and-so, we have found your son. Your son was found in your basement. And, you know, he just sat there like he ain't here, and then like a few seconds later, he goes, what? You know, and I'm like, okay, wait. I don't know if, like, he knew about it or what, but. It was crazy.
Sound like he knew about it.
To me, because that was some terrible acting. I was like, wow. I mean.
Yeah, because, you know, they got professionals that can look at your body movement and your body language, and they can tell if you're lying, if you're telling the truth or whatever by your body language and your facial expression. So, you know, somebody who is a I don't know the technical name for it, but somebody that can, you know, that is a professional at telling, you know, what body language you're using and what, you know, what your eyes are saying, then they'd be looking at this and saying, man, he's lying his butt off, you know?
Right from the jump. So it's ironic that you did a show. You know, I listened to your show, and you did a show yesterday about, you know, I ain't trying to say nothing about dads, but how people love their moms, because in both of these cases, it's dads killing kids. So I'm just saying, it's just, I just wondered if any of your listeners, you know, heard about those stories and how we got to watch the kids and pray for the kids, because, you know, it's sad. Now, you know, we worry about other people attacking your kids, but these, you know, dang on your people killing their own kids. It's cannibalistic. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, that's all I want to say.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot, and thank you for listening to the show, and continue to listen. And
okay, thank you.
I appreciate your call.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay. Now, guys. Like I said, I wanted to do, that was a pretty wild story right there. But I wanted to give you guys the word of the day. And, you know, we're doing a word of the day now. When I can remember to do a word of the day. And today's word is ambulate. And ambulate is a verb. Okay, the verb meaning of ambulate is walk, move about, okay, or making use of crutches to walk and move about, or making use of crutches to ambulate, okay? And so I think this came from the origin is the early 17th century from Latin, you know, ambulate, walk. Okay, so ambulate means to walk or move about. So a lot of the a lot of people that are headed into their elderly years, you know, I think that's something that's, you know, the doctors are asking them, are you able to ambulate? And ambulate is able to walk or move about with, you know, without pain or without restrictions. Okay, so that's ambulate. All right. Now, back to Free Fall Friday. 818-301-5834, guys, if you want to call into the show, and we can talk about whatever you want, or you can talk about. See, I know a lot about a little, and I know a little about a lot. Y'all with me on that? Y'all with me with that? I know a lot about a little, but I know a little about a lot. So anything that you can come in and talk about, I'll probably know something about. Okay? And we can talk. 818-301-5834. Now, last night was the NBA draft. And the number one pick went to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And they chose this Wiggins guy out of Kansas. He's a good player. I like his game. But I thought that either the second pick, who was this guy from Duke, Jabari Parker, I thought that he would go number one. I thought that, you know, I mean, this guy's 6'8", 6'9", and he's versatile. He can, you know, he can play the three. Well, he played the three, the four, and the two at Duke. And he only played 1 year. But last year he was like eight straight weeks of ACC Player of the Year. I mean Player of the Week at Duke. I mean, this guy can play. I said, everyone I talked to about him, I've said he ready for the pros. When I saw him at Duke, I said that he was ready for the pros. When he was at Duke, he was last year as a freshman. I said, man, you know, these big players want to go and play for these big schools so they can get exposure, so they can get into the league and make their money, right? I mean, those are the rungs on the ladder, okay? The rungs on the ladder that you have to climb to get to the big money, all right? So I said last year that this guy was going to be he ready for the pros right now. Like I said, 6'8", 6'9", he can handle the ball, he can shoot from the outside, he's got a mid-range shot, and he can also go to the basket. I mean, you know, and he can pass the ball. He's got all those tools, okay? So I think he's going to be the rookie of the year next year, hands down. You know, he's going to average 17 points and about 7 or 8 rebounds, 3 or 4 assists a game. That's a good game, right? That's a good game for anyone in the NBA, you know. And so, but I think that's what he's going to do next year, and then he's just going to get better and better and better and better. This guy's, watch out for Jabari Parker. And then, so he went number two to Milwaukee, you know, the Bucks. So that's kind of close to his hometown. He's from Chicago. So that's kind of close to home. And so he's in a good spot. All right. He went number two last night. And like I say, Wiggins went number one to the Cavaliers. And then I heard that Miami, somewhere in the mix in here, Miami got this guy from the college champs, Connecticut, that little guard, that little light-skinned dude, Napier, I think his name is, Napier from Connecticut, okay? They won a championship, NCAA championship last year, and so he's going to Miami, okay? LeBron's already tweeting about him, okay? So, so you know, with that stuff happening, I think that LeBron may be staying in Miami. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And the reason I say that LeBron is going to be staying in Miami is because I heard that he also tweeted that Miami may be the best fit for him for his future. Okay, so I think he's going to stay in Miami, all right? And I think that Wade, if he's got anything in the tank, he's going to try to make it another year, then he's going to retire. But I think Bosch is going to stay as long as he can. As long as he can ride the wagon, he's going to ride. But Bosch can go anywhere and start for any team right now. I mean, and demand money. I mean, he got two championships, and, you know, he hadn't been a bad player, you know. He doesn't play very well every night, but who does? I mean, only the great ones play good every night. So I think that Bosch will stay put and try to ride this wave out, okay, see where it's going to go. I mean, so I think all three of them are going to be back next year. And now they've added this Napier guy, little Ricky. He can shoot it, all right? And the way Chalmers played in the championship, Chalmers going to be in trouble if he doesn't get his game together. Y'all with me? And that's the challenge of pro basketball. You think about it. You got to come in every night to play, or somebody's going to take your position, or somebody's standing there. Imagine this. If you work every day, if you work for an employer, and you're thinking that, okay, I'm here today, but if I don't work well today, somebody else behind me is going to step in, and they're going to give them a chance, right? And if they work well, then they'll be on that job. Okay, not me. All right? So that's the pressure of pro basketball, pro football, pro hockey, all the sports, right? There's somebody right there, baseball, everything. There's somebody right there on the farm team or whatever that's ready to come in, standing there in a down, you know, you like these guys start off the starting block in track. These guys sitting there just like that on the starting block, ready for somebody to screw up and lose their job. That's pressure. Okay? That's pressure. So, you know, even that's something where you have to think about even in your job. And that's why I tell people you got to do the best job you can. Do the best job you can because someone's standing out there waiting for your spot, waiting for your job. So you have to go to work every day and do the best that you can for those 8 hours or however many hours, 12 hours, 10 hours, however many hours you work every day. And especially if you work for yourself, you know, you have to go in and do a great job. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And again, now, going back to basketball, now, my little girl is going to the Dream Game, the Atlanta Dream Game on Tuesday night. And I sure wish I could go, but I have to work Tuesday night. But she's going to the Dream Game. Okay, she went to a camp that some of the people from the Dream were sponsoring, and they were some of the I think one or two of the players were there, and they had a basketball camp, and she did great at the camp. At least she told, she said she did, you know. So I think she did great at the camp, and now they gave them tickets to go to the game, so they're going to the game Tuesday night. And I guarantee you they're going to meet some players because they have to be there early for some kind of ball exchange. So, you know, she got some growing up to do right here on Tuesday night. You know, she's going to see these girls and see how big they are. You know what I'm saying? See how big they are and see them play. And she'll understand then that, hey, I got to go to work. You know, I got to go to work. And then, you know, in any part. And see, those are people like that. These little kids now are coming up, and they're wanting to come in and take some of these superstars' jobs. I mean, if you're going to play for another 15 years, or if you know, coming into the, like these guys just got drafted last night. So they're going to play 15 years. And now this little boy down here, he's 7 years old right now. But in 15 years, he's 22. He's in the NBA. He's challenging you. Because you've been there 15 years or 13 years. And he's challenging you. 22 years old. And you're whatever, however old you are. But you've been in the league 13 years. That's, and he can play. He wouldn't be there if he couldn't play. So, you know, that's the, you know, you think about that stuff. At least I do. That's how I think about it. Hey, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I'm about out of time. Just about out of time. Hey, have a great weekend. It's Friday night. Do your thing, but be safe. And I'll see you guys right back here on Monday. Good night.
Bye.